Don, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm down in beautiful Marcus Island, Florida. It's sunny and clear. I've got an apartment or a hotel right on the beach here. Couldn't be better right now.
You know what, Don? Somebody that I rented a house from moved to Marco Island, Florida, and they moved, not planning to move there. They left for a vacation, but they never came back.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to get out of here and get back on the road and play some music.
Yeah, because you're going to be pretty busy here in a minute. Oh, man.
That's right.
You got a gig at the Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City, which is just a hop and a skip from here. That's on Saturday night, and you're going to get to play your new album.
That's right. We're going to be playing a couple of new songs off the new record, a lot of great old Eagles hits that I co-wrote and played live, recorded to these guys for 27 years in the band. It's a really fun show. By the time the end of the like four or five songs, everybody's on their feet, dancing, got their iPhones out, taking videos of Heartache Tonight, Life in the Fast Lane, Take It Easy, Hotel California. It's just a big, fun party.
So that's great. Hey, you know what? I read your book, Don, and I couldn't put it down. I'm going to be honest with you, man. That book was fabulous. I know you're a New York Times bestseller. There's a good reason for that. Heaven or Hell is awesome.
Well, thank you. I tried to use a lot of little small words so you wouldn't have to use your dictionary thesaurus often to figure out what I was trying to say. No, it's just an easy, quick read. It's a fun story. I've been thinking about writing the follow-up to that, because that was 2008 that came out. That
yeah.
was 10 years ago, and a lot. The rebuilding process of my life and my career is really an interesting thing that's happened since there. Anyway, and things like this record, American Rock and Roll, that I've got out, is just been so much fun to put together. I have so many special guests on it that are friends of mine.
I heard.
Golf with, people that I have, you know, met at charity events, and just, you know, I invited my friends out to have a big party with me, is what it is. And people like Sammy Hagar sings this song called Rock You. It's like a big stadium kind of anthem that he and I trade vocals on. Joe Satriani plays guitar on it with me. Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead's on it. Slash lives down the street from me. He came in and played on the title track called American Rock and Roll. Peter Frampton and I went out and did about 15 shows together a few years back. I wound up inducting him into the Musicians Hall of Fame in Nashville. And then a year later, he inducted me into the Musicians Hall of Fame in Nashville.
Wow.
Just a ton of people. Alec Lifeson from Rush, great guitar player. He and I play golf together when he's in California. Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. Orianti, an incredible female guitar player.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood, Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers, Todd Zuckerman from Stick, Jim Keltner, probably one of the greatest, most legendary drummers around L.A., David Page, Steve Beccaro, my daughter, Leah Felder, sings on it. I got Bob Clearmountain, probably one of the greatest recording engineers in history, to mix this thing. He's mixed Stone, David Bowie, and Bruce Springsteen. I got this brilliant mastering engineer named Bernie Grundman, who mastered all the original Eagles Hotel California and all the remastering versions thereof for CD and for reissues of vinyl. Just everybody that's on the record and participated in it, including the cover artwork. It's artwork, except for my guitar, from a guy named Bernie Taupin, who's the co-writer of Elton John.
Yeah, there's that guy.
All of Elton's work, you know. And so everybody that was involved with this are just, you know, legendary, historic musicians and people in the industry. It's all been part of the history of American rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like you went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and handpicked some of your friends to be on it, man. That's crazy. Really great. Hey, Don, people are saying that, you know, it's going to take a lot to top some of the last stuff you did, because you haven't made a record in 7 years, but people were in love with that last one.
Well, you know, the problem is I tour so much. If I'm on the road for 3 weeks, I get to be home for maybe 5 days, long enough to empty a suitcase full of dirty show clothes and pack it again and go back out. So if I'm there for 5, 6, 7 days, I'm in the studio. But you can only get so much done while you're in the studio for 5 days a month. So it just takes time to put this all together, unless I stop touring and I just go in the studio nonstop for a year. And I can't do that. I love touring. I love recording, but I have to balance the two out, honestly. But there are some great songs on this record and some great performances from all of these artists I just named, and I'm very proud of it. The last record, Road to Forever, I played everything on the record. All the guitar parts, I don't mean drums and bass, but I played all the stringed instruments on the record. And this time I thought, you know, I want to have fun. I want to get some people in here I can jam with and get off with, and kind of like what Walsh and I used to do, and play off each other.
Yeah.
Boy, it turned into a party. We had so much fun doing that. And you can hear it and feel it on this record.
What a bunch of talent, I'll tell you what. And do you ever still take a ride on heavy metal?
I do. We play that in my show as well. Every night we play, we do heavy metal. We do a couple of songs from my old CD, Road to Forever. We're going to do a couple of new songs from this new CD, America Rock and Roll. And I do about 80% of the songs that I co-wrote, recorded, toured with the Eagles, like, you know, Life in the Fast Lane, mm-hmm. Heartache Tonight, Long Run, Hotel California, Take It Easy, all those songs that so many people like to hear that we worked on and recorded together.
Yeah, because they know every word to every one of those songs, and probably every guitar note, too. Like, those are songs you can sing the notes of. It's incredible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. You know, a strange thing is I'm involved in this exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art called Play It Loud.
I heard about this.
The conjunction between the Met and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they have this collection of all the historic guitars in rock and roll history on display. I mean, it's phenomenal what they've got there. And I had to go and play live,
yep,
standing on a little stage in front of over 200 press people with video cameras and still cameras and writers from the New York Times and Rolling Stone. All these people were at this press conference, and I had to stand up and play by myself without a band, Hotel California, and the solos at the end.
Oh.
With Jimmy Page sitting in the very front row, almost right at my feet, watching me.
Wow.
I was petrified. I've played in front of hundreds of thousands of people before, but I was so afraid I was going to make a mistake because I was so nervous. It's like, oh, Lord, please don't let me mess up, because I'll never be able to live it down. I'll toss and turn in my bed every night for the rest of my life if I blow this.
Oh,
but,
wow.
I got through it okay, and Jimmy and I gave each other big hugs and had a great time there. His red double neck is on display, and my white double neck is hanging in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and that's probably one of the biggest accolades I think I've ever received.
That's really cool. Now, they're going to actually take that and move it to Cleveland at some point, aren't they?
Yeah, I think October. It'll be at the Met until October, and then it's going to go to Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, mm-hmm, indefinitely. So we, yeah, don't know how long it's going to be at the Rock, probably another 6 months, 9 months. Then they'll put all those pieces back in the display they have for Hendrix, and mine will go back in the Eagles showcase.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Though.
Hey, man, I'll tell you keep up with Don on Twitter, you'll know all this about what's going on, because you're pretty effective at communicating there, buddy. I'll tell you right now. Love it. Love it. And people, go up to see the Hard Rock is the old Showboat. It's a brand new venue there, and Atlantic City's really come a long way, Don.
It's beautiful. I love playing Atlantic City. To tell you the truth, we fly into Philly. It's about an hour drive from Philly down there.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, it's going to be beautiful there. And I just can't get enough of it. I'd prefer to play Atlantic City to Vegas any day, to tell you the truth.
Right on. Nice. Well, we can drive a lot easier to see you then. It's a long way to Vegas from here. Hey, we're in Baltimore, and I'll tell you, man, this classic rock station, I worked at 98 Rock for 25 years, and I got to play a lot of your stuff, you know, some of it when it was new. And, you know, I've read that book, and I just know that you gave a lot more to the Eagles than people probably know. And without just going into that detail, you can read the book to get that. When you were growing up in Gainesville, man, and you were friends with Tom Petty, and you were showing him some licks, go back to that. That's just unbelievable. That makes my hair stand up.
Well, you know, it's unusual that so many people are in such a small little town in Gainesville, Florida, that Stephen Stills and I had a band together when we were 14 and 15. Mm-hmm. Stephen left. Bernie Ledden moved down to replace Stephen in that band.
Wow.
Who Bernie went on to be one of the founding members of the Eagles. I used to teach guitar at this music store, and this kind of scrawny, scraggly, buck teeth blonde kid came in that wanted to take guitar lessons, and it was Tommy. He was about 2 years younger than me. Tommy and myself and Stephen Stills and Bernie Ledden all went to the same high school, Gainesville High School. And Dwayne Allman and Greg Allman, their mom lived in Daytona Beach, and so they used to come over to Gainesville and play fraternity parties. We were all in battles of the bands against each other, although it was friendly and loving, and the Allman Brothers always won. They were by far the best band because they were older than all the rest of us.
Right.
Dwayne was incredible. He taught me how to play slide guitar. I taught Petty how to play regular guitar. Lynyrd Skynyrd was about an hour away in Jacksonville. So there was just a really unusual number of people that grew up in one small little area in the middle of nowhere that went on to be platinum-selling artists and in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and noted celebrity musicians in the history of rock and roll. I don't know if it was something that was in the water that we were drinking down there or if it was something that we were smoking down there that made go green. But either way, it all works on its own, you know.
Wow, Gator Country, man. And I'll tell you, that whole Northern Florida area, it's wonderful, man. Thank you so much for coming on with me, Don. That story about that in the beginning of the book is something that made me not be able to put the book down, even before you got to the stuff about your time in the Eagles. So I just recommend people read the book, man, because Don Felder's coming around. And I appreciate you. I really do, man.
Thanks, Dash. Well, I look forward to seeing you when I come to Atlantic City.
You better believe it. I'm driving up Saturday night. I got a free weekend, so I'll be there. All right? Hard Rock.
I'll see you then.
All right, Don. Thanks so much for coming on with me, man. It's the Morning Stash and Don Felder. Thank you so much.